Good Friday morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner here on KQWC, our first show for 2023. Pat Powers with you, and today we're going to hear what's been happening in the first few days of the Iowa State Legislature. It actually begins this coming Monday on January 9th. Shannon Latham is our new state representative here in Hamilton County, and Shannon, it's a pleasure to have you on KQWC today.
It's a pleasure to be on with you today, so thank you so much for the invitation to join you.
Yep, so you have some big shoes to fill after the last few years.
Yes, so my first two sessions in the Iowa Legislature, as you know, were historic with the tax cuts that were delivered, and we're still not done. Property tax relief continues to be a priority for the House Republicans. I believe it is for all of the Republicans, as we have the majority in the House, the Senate, and then as well as, the governorship. So that is definitely going to be one of the hot topics this session.
Mm-hmm. In your visits during the off year there, Shannon, what have you heard from your constituents here in this district?
It's really been a mixed bag of topics, some that you really don't hear about in the news. So in particular, the smaller rural communities that I represent are really worried about the amount of money it's costing them for their derelict properties. That's something that, as local government chair, I plan to look into to see what sort of help, support, relief we can provide for that. That's really been one of them. And then, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention improving education. And improving education in Iowa looks so different. School choice has so many different definitions depending on who you are talking to, and I've definitely heard from constituents on every different angle of this topic.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to hear Governor Reynolds talk about her condition of the state message coming up next Tuesday?
I know she'll be talking about improving education. I look for her to talk about school choice as well. Tax cuts are near and dear to her heart as well, or property tax relief, I should say. So I know you'll hear more of that, because even when she was signing that bill for historic tax relief, she said, and we're not done yet. So we're really proud of the historic tax relief we've been able to deliver the last couple of years, and I know we'll be working hard to deliver even more.
Again, we're talking with State Representative Shannon Latham, who is from our area. Now, I talked to you moments ago. You're brand new, serving here in Hamilton County. Let's find out more about yourself.
Sure. Well, I am an Iowa native. I was raised in Greene, which is in Butler County, a small community between Mason City and Waterloo. And it has just been such an honor to serve in the Iowa House, because I was able to represent my hometown and my home county of North Butler, as well as the community of Sheffield and Franklin County, where I've raised my own children. I am so much looking forward to representing Hamilton County as well. One of the things I enjoy most about this position is getting to know constituents, getting to meet new people, and I'm really looking forward to being introduced around Hamilton County.
That name Latham is familiar to a lot of people, because Tom Latham served in the Congress for a number of years, and you're kind of a relation in a way, I believe there, Shannon?
Yes, absolutely. So a little fun fact that people don't know is I actually knew Tom Latham and helped work on his campaign for his very first election, because he was a member of the Agribusiness Association of Iowa, and that's where I was working as my first job out of college. So I had the distinct pleasure of getting to know him from the get-go of his political career, and he has just always been such a great role model and supporter. He is my husband's uncle, and so my husband was able to go out to the swearing-in when Tom was first elected to Congress, so that's definitely a milestone in my husband's life as well. And then Tom served 20 years, and he's just so beloved by so many, just one of those straight shooters, easygoing gentlemen, always has a smile on his face and encouraging words.
And now he lives in the Des Moines area at this time.
He does. After his retirement, he went to the Des Moines area, which has been helpful for him to be able to be close to family and finally get to be there present for more of his grandkids' school activities.
Very good. So we're getting set for the 2023 Iowa Legislature, and as I said, you have some big shoes to fill, I believe, from our predecessor, don't you? for the
Yeah, that is. Whoops, sorry, Pat. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
That's all right. And that was help me out there. But this was all because of redistricting, I believe.
It is, and I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on this. Was it Rob Bacon?
Rob Bacon, yes, Rob Bacon was.
Okay, sorry, all at once, I was drawing a blank on that as well. Representative Rob Bacon definitely leaves big shoes to fill. He is one of those gentlemen that you meet him and you don't forget him, right? He is always he's quick-witted,
right.
He's there with a joke, but he has been one of the most effective legislators simply because he is just so well-liked. And let's face it, if you're going to be able to make things happen, people need to be able to respect you. So definitely have big shoes to fill, but he is in my contacts. So I'll have no problem giving him a call or sending him a text message. If I need a little bit of the background or additional insight, he's just one of those solid guys, you know, you can depend on.
Indeed. And of course, a well-deserved retirement after as many years in the Iowa legislature there, Shannon. As I say, you have some big shoes to fill when the legislature reconvenes coming up next Monday. So, again, Shannon, we'll be hearing from you about every week and get some updates on what's going on in the legislature.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Shannon Lathan, my guest on today's Community Corner Show here on FM 95.7. Back with more right after this.